This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I want you to pay attention, close attention to this point that I want to make. It is found in the Quran and in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look into Surah An-Naml, Allah Azza wa Jal at the beginning, he mentions the story of Sulaiman and Dawood alayhim as-salam. And then he specifically mentions the story of Sulaiman with the queen of Saba, which is modern day Yemen. This was a lady. This is a woman. She lived a long life of corruption and evil. What am I speaking about? The evil of a shirk and kufr. Because she was worshipping other than Allah. She would worship the sun. The sun. She was making sujood and her people were making sujood to the sun. Right? There is nothing greater than this in sin. And this is the greatest crime that could be committed on earth. Yet, a long life of sin, at the end of this story, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks to us something about His mercy. Something incredible. If anyone wants complete forgiveness of his sins, listen to this. Allah Azza wa Jal concludes the story by saying, قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعَ سُلَيْمَانِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This story ends by this queen, this woman, saying, رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. She said, my Lord, I have wronged myself. I have wronged myself. She's acknowledging her sin. She's acknowledging her crime and her transgression and rebellion against Allah Azza wa Jal. And then she said, وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعَ سُلَيْمَانَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And then she said, my Lord, I have surrendered. I have surrendered to the message of Sulaiman alayhi salam. I have accepted the message of At-Tawheed. Now I embrace your oneness and I believe that you are one Lord. And she worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal afterwards. The idea what I wanted to bring to your attention is that anyone who wants a complete forgiveness of his sins, even if he has committed the most greatest of sins, and that is shirk and kufr, and he remained upon this sin for his entire life. If at the end of his life, he said once from a sincere, honest heart, my Lord, I have wronged myself, ظَلَمْتُ يَا oneness, and I believe in you, forgive me, O Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal would forgive him. And the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal recorded this in the Quran, this means that this queen said these words honestly and sincerely, and her sins were forgiven. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا اَعْتَرَفَ بِذَنْبِهِ ثُمَّ تَابْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. If the slave was to acknowledge his sin and then ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah Azza wa Jal would forgive him. That's the whole point. The idea is that you have to acknowledge your sin. Don't make excuses. Don't justify the wrong you're doing. Acknowledge the sin. Say, oh Allah, I have wronged myself. I have done wrong, I've transgressed, I've rebelled. I had no excuse to do so. But it's my weakness, it's my shortcomings. So Allah, forgive me. And Allah Azza wa Jal forgives such a person. Do this today, before tomorrow. Allahu A'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.